for Ag Life, I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
It's one of the most marketable things that we have.
That's Stacy Lorenz, Director of Outreach with the Illinois Beef Association.
Nothing tastes like beef, so it's just one of those premier things that our consumers know, like when it's a holiday or some kind of celebration, you're going to go for the better cuts and the better quality product, which everyone knows is beef, because we've had so many surveys out there that what tastes the best out of all the proteins, and beef is always top choice for everyone. So that's definitely our number one marketing campaign for having people choose beef.
With reports of an increase in animal activism against the cattle industry.
I haven't received any calls, but I'm sure just going out to events and things like that, that there's always going to be some of those kind of people out there kind of protesting against what we do. But that's just when you have to educate yourself and educate them and use the right things and teach them the right way that and how we're raising and things like that is humane. And you have to know the right way to talk to those kind of activists.
That's Stacy Lorenz, Director of Outreach with the Illinois Beef Association. Now more on the foot and mouth disease and the fact that more calls have grown to protect the vaccine. USDA Chief Veterinarian Jack Scher says there is still the potential of FMD entering the U.S.
We've seen with the global advent of the way the world has become and the way travel moves and the way products and animals and resources move, that viruses can move very quickly from an infected area, perhaps through a gap that's not being monitored, to the United States.
He says it's crucial to have FMD vaccines at the ready, but currently that's posing some challenges.
There's only three companies in the world that produce vaccine, and all the vaccine that they produce currently is used up by countries that have the disease.
That means the U.S. needs to stockpile the vaccine, but because of the nature of the disease...
All vaccine research for foot and mouth disease is done on Plum Island.
That's in New York State and operated by the Department of Homeland Security. And now let's check in with Patrick Cavanaugh with more news here on Ag Life.
Of course, animal welfare is very important to the cattle industry.
We view welfare as one of our primary responsibilities.
That's Dr. Mike Apley, president of the American Association of Bovine Practitioners.
Being veterinarians that work with cattle, we view welfare as one of our primary responsibilities, and we do have welfare documents that are accessible to the public on our website. If you just Google AABP position statements, that'll get you in the right spot. But we've developed ones on specific welfare guidelines, as well as one specifically on dealing with downer cows and also on euthanasia.
Apley said these topics on animal welfare are important conversations to have.
We continue to have those conversations in active committees to make sure we are up on welfare.
And slightly switching gears now, it is still animal welfare, but it's about antibiotics resistance.
On the antibiotic resistance side, we actually have an ad hoc committee that was formed to specifically work at the intersection of animal welfare and antibiotic use. So what are the welfare implications of raising cattle with no antibiotics at all? And how should we as veterinarians look at that? And we're not condemning any specific type of process for raising cattle. We just want to provide a discussion document and resources for veterinarians to say what other veterinarians thinking about the inability to treat an animal with an infectious disease. Obviously, our first priority is preventing it, but when we have an animal with, say, an infected foot rot or pneumonia, you know, most of us would feel real strongly we need to treat that animal, and so we are going to address that. And then on the antibiotic use and resistance, we have a committee called the Committee on Pharmaceutical and Biologic Issues, as well as an ethics task force that is evaluating our interaction with selling drugs and recommending them. So very, very active on this. I'm not saying we have all the answers, but we sure want to make sure that as a professional group, we're making everyone aware of different worldviews on these and moving forward on how we address them.
That's Mike Apley, president of the American Association of Bovine Practitioners. For AgLife, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.